KCATA is still paying for the fare-free experiment, by Patrick Tui. Even after reinstating fares, the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority, or KCATA, is warning of route reductions because the agency says city funding will fall short of maintaining current service levels. KCATA estimates it needs more than $100 million to preserve existing operations, well above the city's proposed contribution. The immediate concern is fewer routes and longer waits for riders, but the larger issue is institutional. KCATA is confronting the long-term consequences of policy decisions that weakened its financial position and eroded confidence among regional partners. Those problems did not emerge overnight. For years, KCATA relied on temporary funding, emergency appropriations, and optimistic revenue assumptions. Pandemic-era federal aid masked those weaknesses, but did not resolve the structural imbalance between operating costs and recurring revenue. The clearest example was KCATA's heavily promoted fare-free transit initiative. Supporters argued eliminating fares would improve mobility and reduce barriers for low-income riders. But even at the time, research and the experience of other cities suggested the policy was financially unsustainable. Fare-free transit eliminated one of the system's few direct revenue streams while increasing dependence on taxpayer subsidies. Transit fares rarely cover operating costs, but they still provide revenue and impose some fiscal discipline. When federal pandemic aid expired, KCATA faced familiar financial pressures with even fewer tools available to address them. Acknowledging that reality, KCATA recently announced fares will return next month. Restoring fares amounts to an acknowledgement that the model was not sustainable. The consequences extend beyond Kansas City itself. Regional transit systems depend on trust among local governments, trust that erodes when the central agency faces recurring fiscal problems. Some regional governments have already moved to retain greater operational control over their own transit services. In 2022, Johnson County, Kansas, ended KCATA management oversight of its transit operations, while continuing limited coordination through the Ride KC brand. More recently, several suburban municipalities, including Gladstone, Grandview, and Raytown, have reduced or ended participation in Ride KC service. Obviously, public transit serves a purpose. Many Kansas City residents still rely on buses to reach work, school, and appointments. Like transit agencies nationwide, KCATA is operating in a difficult post-pandemic environment shaped by inflation, labor shortages, and changing ridership patterns. But those challenges make competent governance more important, not less. Municipalities are hesitant to rely on an agency caught in recurring fiscal crises driven by its own policy failures. Fare-free transit generated national attention, but reality eventually intervened. KCATA's budget problems are not simply the result of this year's funding gap. They are the cumulative consequence of years of policy decisions that weakened the authority's financial position and damaged its credibility. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.